Drew Garabo Live, part two of Nikki's date with Dan begins now. Now, Nikki, you were in a soundproof booth during the entire conversation we had with Dan.
I was.
We did start things off by asking Dan to rate your date Yelp style, 1 star to 5 star, 1 being horrible time, 5 being a great time. Yes, Seth?
One question before we proceed. Nikki couldn't hear Dan's answers, but Dan is still on hold. Is it fair that he hears Nikki's answers?
He'll hear him on the radio, too. Mm.
Yeah, it's
not
okay.
Fair.
That's a great point.
We already have his testimony.
Yeah.
Unless, he can't change anything.
Exactly. Unless we get Dan to talk to someone off the air
and they go,
la, 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 la. But yes, and by the way, I've been holding Nikki's phone and it is vibrating like crazy. People trying to tweet you or text you, heads up on what Dan said. Nice try. So, 1 star to 5 stars. Before we go any further, would you please pimp your dog already? I've been begging you to do this the entire show.
Yes, Gunther is my dog of the week from the Humane Society, Pinellas. He's 11 months old. He's a lab retriever mix, and he came to the Humane Society of Pinellas County as a stray. He is available for adoption now. I tweeted him out this morning, and everybody was asking about my last dog, Allie Bean. To my knowledge, Allie Bean, the 8-year-old boxer, still has not been adopted.
So let's not make this 2 dogs in a row that have failed to be adopted because of Seth. Let someone adopt this 11-month-old, beautiful-looking lab. Get with the Seminole County Humane Society. You can call them at 72—I'm sorry, Pinellas County Humane Society, 727-797-7722 to adopt this dog.
And I tweeted out a picture of him earlier this morning, and I still have pictures of Allie Bean up.
Adopt Gunther and adopt Allie Bean, and we thank you very kindly. Okay, back to your date. 1 star to 5 stars, 1 being the worst, 5 being the best.
Like 2, 2.5.
Whoa.
What do you think Dan rated your date?
I don't know.
What do you think he did?
Probably around the same, I think, maybe.
Would you be surprised to find out that Dan gave your date 4 stars?
Oh!
4 stars.
Yeah, I would be.
He did.
Because I thought I was boring as hell.
See? This is what he thought, not what you thought.
Right. He said 4 stars.
Oh.
Does that change your rating at all?
I don't know.
Too late now.
So you thought you were boring or you thought he was boring?
I thought that it was a little forced, kind of awkward. I felt like okay. So at pizza, he turned, like, Drew, you and I are sitting there.
Yes.
In front of each other. He turned his chair to the right towards the TV to watch the Lightning game. That's the moment I thought he's not interested.
That animal.
So you discounted everything conversation-wise from that point on.
I just thought he was just going through the motions to go through them.
And this was as soon as you guys sat down, you thought he was already going through the motions?
A couple of minutes in, yeah.
You assumed.
So because he wanted to watch and by the way, if you're on a date with a girl, even if it's a Stanley Cup, you probably want to focus your attention on that girl.
Stanley Cup?
Well, I don't know. Like, one of the first things the guy told us is that he was a huge hockey fan.
A Pens fan.
Okay, but hockey's hockey, though.
I had no idea there was a Lightning game going on.
Well, you knew when he turned his chair to watch the one. There sure was.
Yeah.
I think maybe he was nervous, and he's a comfort. Hockey is comforting to him. So
interesting.
He kind of turned his chair that way so he could kind of, you know, if he felt nervous, he could look at the game.
Okay.
But clearly it struck a nerve with you because you want a guy to be focusing on you. If it's your first date, he'd like for the conversation to be you and me, not you, me, and Steven Stamkos.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what happened throughout the duration of dinner? Because you guys ended up going to another place, which would lead me to believe that things were going well.
I would think so.
Yeah, so we we talked, like, when we were talking about radio or our dogs, the conversation went really well.
Okay.
That's
radio
what
and dogs. Yeah. They're 2 things that matter.
Yeah.
And did he say anything interesting about his dog on the date?
She's adorable. She sleeps across the bed and leaves him a little room. She was on a sleepover that
Excuse
night.
Excuse me?
Yeah, she was having a puppy sleepover.
Well, yeah, it would be so that you could go on a date, he had to get a dog sitter?
I don't know. He just had a dog sitter and with a sleepover.
Okay.
So he's going to have the full bed to himself.
He loves his dog.
So you had a good pizza at Eddie and Sam's. Do you remember what kind of pizza he got?
He got supreme and pepperoni.
Very good. That's exactly what he got. And you got a white pizza with ricotta cheese?
White pizza, spinach, and artichoke hearts.
That sounds delicious.
Fork and knife or nah?
Fork and knife.
Oh, very civilized of you on the first date.
They're big slices.
Huge slices.
I didn't eat the bones either.
Did you blot?
I did not. He wasn't blotting, and I don't want to, you know.
You don't want to make him self-conscious about blotting. So how did the conversation go from, hey, this was good pizza, let's go throw some alcohol in our gullet?
So we were talking a little bit, you know, back and forth, and he asked me if I wanted to go to Hat Tricks. I thought, maybe it'll get better.
So this was an opportunity for you to go, wow, this has been stilted and awkward.
No,
let's throw some alcohol in the equation.
Maybe it's like an awkward first date kind of thing.
Okay. And did things get less awkward at Hat Tricks?
Well, we sat down. We had to wait a while for a waitress that never came, so he went up to the bar.
Oh, take charge, man.
Mm-hmm.
I would have sent you.
I offered to go.
But he said, no, I'll take care of it?
He's like, no, I'll go up there. And then we watched some more Lightning. It wasn't Lightning. It was some other team. I don't know.
How long was the date?
We spent, like, I think we left at, like, 11, got there at 8:30.
Okay, so a couple hours. All right, and what did you drink, and what did he drink at Hat Tricks?
I had a Jameson Cranberry.
Disgusting.
Okay, don't knock it till you try it.
I've never tried it, but the two tastes, it just doesn't sound like that would be delicious.
Yeah, I would never try it.
It's good. A gay guy told me about it, and he changed my world.
Okay.
But Nikki can't have carbonation at all, so.
Oh, I know. There's orange juice, or pineapple juice.
And I love whiskey. I love whiskey.
All right.
So what am I going to do?
Why is a guy going to be gay who told you about that?
It was one of Miguel's friends.
Okay.
Very interesting.
How would you say the conversation was? Was it awkward?
A lot of it was.
Okay.
A lot of it was awkward, and I felt it was like a little forced. I felt like I was super boring.
Okay. Did you feel like he was interviewing you?
I felt like he asked me a lot of questions about the radio, which would be expected.
Sure.
What did you think when you first saw Dan? Because I don't want to spoil anything, but he said you looked very healthy when he saw you for the first time.
Of course he did, because I'm a healthy lady.
did he look like he did on all of his pictures?
Less tan, less hair.
What?
He got a buzz.
Oh, okay. Like he's going bald.
No, his hair was shorter.
Okay, all right. Were you disappointed? Were your expectations surpassed?
No, he looks similar to what he look like in his pictures.
Okay. We asked Dan if he thought there would be a second date if left up to him.
Okay.
What did he say?
I don't know.
Should we see what she...
Can I tell you, did he tell you about the, at the end of the night?
The butt stuff?
The very short and abrupt hug. He did walk me to my car.
Okay.
Yes. We're walking. He's like, thanks for coming out tonight. I was like, you know, thanks for the pizza and drinks. He's like, thanks for not being weird. And I was like, yeah, sorta. And did a really quick hug. Like,
how quick? Show me.
Show Seth the hug.
Show me on the doll.
Show him a quick hug.
No, that's
running, turn around and run?
There's no way it happened
was
like that.
In my mind.
What did you want?
I don't know.
I don't think you deserved a hug.
It seems from the way you demonstrated that hug on me, like you pretty much gave him a chest bump and then sent him on his way.
That's what it felt like to me. Maybe it was different.
Did y'all like bump fists? All right, player.
Yeah.
All right then. All right.
And then he told me to text him when I got home.
And did you?
I did. I sent him a home emoji.
I'm home in bed.
That's it? No, just a home emoji?
And then he said, LOL, good. Thanks for coming out tonight.
Oh, sent him a home
thanks
emoji.
For coming out tonight. That's not a date. That's like a...
It's like, thanks for visiting my charity event.
Yeah.
And I said, have a great night, smiley face, because I was going to sleep.
And then what did he say? Eggplant?
He didn't respond. He was a gentleman. He was really nice.
Okay.
He opened my doors for me and like all that good stuff.
Oh, you...
Back door?
Yeah.
But that's clearly only got him 2 stars.
He almost got me killed jaywalking.
Almost got you killed.
Oh, right. Jaywalking.
That's adventure.
In downtown Tampa.
Yeah,
he's a thrill seeker.
He was into jaywalking, and I was like, what was I going to be? Like, no, I can't do that.
Yes, that's what you do. Like, you take your life in your hands, mister. It's got nothing to do with me.
I was trusting him.
Be sensible. You just met this man.
Did you ever think about what happens if he tries to kiss me at the end of this date? Because if I'm getting inside the mind of a Nikki, I'm imagining that you're thinking about that.
The way things were going, I didn't think that would happen.
But obviously he thought things were going a lot better than you did.
Yes, his impression of this date was that there would be a second one.
He was nervous as well, but
this
he
makes
was
me
focused.
Sound like a psycho. Like I feel really bad.
You sound psycho.
No, I'd be psycho if you were over exuberant about it and he wasn't. He wants the other date.
Oh, he does want another date.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want another date? That's a no.
I don't, like, I...
Come on. You don't have to dance around anything. It's not like he's on hold listening to all this right now.
He's on hold listening right now.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I don't know if maybe I think I got more of like a friend vibe kind of thing.
Oh, putting the friend zone
like,
already.
I don't think
that's what he was putting out.
I don't think so either.
You misread him.
Hmm. I misread him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe. Hmm. Should we put him on now?
Why not?
I don't want, no!
So what's up, Dan?
I'm still here.
Do you feel like Nikki's describing the same date that you were on?
I mean, I can see it from her standpoint. I don't think anything she's saying is out of bounds or anything, but I just, you know, you had two people take two, you know, you take things differently. That's fine. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
What was up with turning the chair?
You know, I honestly was thinking about that, and I could definitely see how that came off that way, because I'm like one of those guys where my whole life is centered around multitasking. So it's kind of hard for me to shut that off. Like, what I do for work is multitasking, doing 10 things at once.
Me too.
So I maybe do have a little bit of ADD. So when there's a game going on, there's other people around. Like, I'm looking at things, I'm taking everything in, and I apologize if I wasn't 100% focused on you. I should have been, but that's just kind of how I am as a person.
I'm the same way. If I'm a
oh
that's
how you ghost right there.
Oh,
dude.
Oh.
That wasn't like his line went dead. That was like
he slammed that down.
No, that sounds like something happened. No. He lost signal.
I heard the bong.
No, he was in the middle of a he was in the middle of a sentence.
No, that was a bong.
Definitely a bong.
No.
He hates me.
See?
You hate him.
Too
quick to read stuff into things.
I do not hate him. I told Seth that he's a very nice guy.
I think this is him.
Phones lose connection all the time.
Dan, is that you?
Yeah, I think you guys cut me off.
All right, go ahead. Dude, I didn't touch a thing. You hung up.
It's a cell phone.
I wouldn't do that, dude. This is captivating. Go ahead.
So you got to throw it.
How's that feel, bitch?
What?
I hung up on him.
Why? What?
I figured quid pro quo. He's going to hang up on me. I'm going to hang up on him.
Oh, gosh.
What? He hung up on me.
No, you put him on hold.
No, I hung up. How's that feel?
But I think you
have to taste your own medicine, bitch.
Why are you looking at the phone?
Because that you hung up.
Because he wants him to call back. He's not going to call back
now. That was ridiculous. What are you doing?
I was just having some fun. Here he is again.
He's calling back. Oh, my God.
Here comes this meltdown Mike Calta was talking about.
That's what Ryan Redbeard said.
Here it is.
I was just kidding with you, Dan. I hung up as a joke. I just want you to know that.
I didn't even hear anything. I got hung up on again.
Not again. You hung up the first time. Just let the record reflect.
I swear to God,
it's a solar flare.
Let's just deal with what's happening right now. Nikki and Dan went out on their date over the weekend. Nikki rated the date a 2. Dan rated the date a 4.
I said like 2, 2.5.
That means 2.
Okay. 2. Dan said he thought there would be another date. Nikki said, you're in the friend zone, bruh. Nikki said the hug goodbye was a little bit brief. Did you feel like you cut the hug goodbye short, Dan?
I mean, maybe. I don't know. I mean, if I did, it wasn't intended that way.
Probably had some hockey to watch.
Vibe. Maybe I got the same vibe from her that's kind of like the way it should have been left, and so that's what I did.
Man, I like Dan. I think he deserves another chance. Yeah. I think he went into the friend zone way too soon.
I like Dan,
but
you
know what, though? Listen, let me just say, if that's the case, I mean, I'm okay with that, too. I mean, it doesn't have to be an all or nothing thing.
I think they should hang out without the pressure of it being a date.
Why are you holding something over your face?
I don't know.
Are you embarrassed?
I feel very awkward right now.
I think you were looking for something to be wrong with this guy. And
me
he's
too.
Just a normal guy.
Self-fulfilling prophecy. You were expecting it to be weird. And so when it wasn't weird, you didn't know how to react.
Like, oh, I felt like I was boring. That has nothing to do with his experience. He thought you were great.
That's right.
They're putting his like picture up on the screen.
Oh, that's great.
What?
No, they've got your picture up on the screen up on TV.
It's
right
Tan
now.
Dan. Okay.
Pretty awesome. Well, guys, where does this go from here?
Yeah, Dads, where does it go?
Oh, we
from
don't
here?
Decide your love life.
I feel like you do right at the moment.
Mm.
I think it sounds like Dan's a nice guy. It sounds like Dan wanted another date. I don't think Nikki wants one at all.
Am I being psychotic?
I don't think so.
Am I being me? Technology.
We're going to see who the audience chose for you in a moment. I'm
where
Chuck
you hear
Lurie.
All the intimate details of a first date.
What is happening?
And now, here is our host.
Let's see who the audience picked for you. Well, 78% of the audience chose Dan. Nikki, you and Dan can go out on a second date, and that will be paid for by you or Dan. Or you can go out with your backup choice, which is nobody. It's your choice, Nikki. Would you like to go out on a second date with Dan or not?
Why would he even want to go on a second date with me after this happened?
Not the question.
No, that, like, why?
That's up to Dan to decide.
I mean, this doesn't, honestly, this is kind of cool for me because, you know, you go on dates with people and you never really hear the real story. So this is the first time for me that I've gotten someone else's opinion, like the truth. And it doesn't bother me at all. I mean, I'm a pretty thick-skinned guy. I mean, it doesn't bother me at all.
Awesome.
And if I'll say one more thing while Nikki's thinking on this, too many times, and this is, I'm not trying to be like philosophical or anything, but too many times, like, people rush into stuff before they're friends. And I don't think there's any problem if her and I are just friends. And then if something happens, cool. If not, then at least I got a friend out of it.
Damn,
I mean,
damn,
there's nothing wrong with that.
Dan. Yeah, I like Dan.
Me too.
You guys hated him before this.
We never hated him.
Hey, I would hate. Listen, hey, I would hate me too if I didn't know.
Oh, we didn't hate you at all. We approved that he would go on the date with
you. If we hated him, we'd never let you go out with the guy we hated.
You hated him.
Yeah, well, you want us to hate him so you don't have to go out with him again.
You hate Dan.
I did not say I hate Dan. In Seth's text at the end of the night, I said, it went. He's nice. That's what I said.
It went?
I didn't ask. I said, how's it going? Because they sent Nikki sent me a selfie of them.
Hope it's going well. And I said, it went.
And that I didn't ask any more questions because I knew when Nikki said it went that it probably didn't go that well according to her. I think Nikki, much like myself, we overanalyze things.
Sure.
But I don't know what I haven't dated anybody in a long time. I don't know what it's like to go on a date if you feel that connection right away, or if you have to build towards that.
God, I would love to feel that again.
Do you guys want to go like on a triple date or like a group date?
Huh?
So you can see what it's like.
No, that's not gonna do it for me.
I'll go. Yeah. I'll go run that by Phoebe.
No, I meant like you, me, and Dan.
Me, you, and Dan.
Yeah.
That sounds awesome. I vote for that.
Are you going to be all weird?
I mean, I'm naturally weird and stuff.
You are pretty weird in an endearing, loving way.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think? I think we send these two out again with you.
What in the hell am I going to do?
What aren't you going to do?
I'm not going to do anything.
Seth won't even hang out with me by myself. He's not going to hang out with somebody else.
I'm an adult. I don't hang out at all.
I'm an adult. Sort of.
We'll be back 2-2 right after this.
Lord.
It's Chuck Woolery.
Okay, so what happens here?
We have to decide where this goes from here. Will you just like to be friends, no other date? Would you like to go on another date as friends and see where things go? Or would you like to offer forth your tenderloins for him to fertilize?
What?
Do you want to go out with him again or not?
Even as friends and not as lovers.
I say we go out and hang out as friends. If you stop texting LOL.
Oh, God.
Oh, you had to throw that in there. Okay.
Wow. Okay. So you've been friend-zoned, and you've been forbidden from typing LOL in text to Nikki.
You guys hated too.
We're not going out with the dude. So you can go out with Nikki.
Obviously, this is why I'm single, guys.
What do you mean friend-zoned? Like the second date? How?
No, we can go and hang out, like, without the pressure. I feel like there was pressure on this, don't you? A little bit? No. Okay.
Are you asking me?
I think she's asking you. I don't know who I'm asking. I was looking at SBK. I don't know what's happening right now. Maybe this is going to be my meltdown.
No. This isn't a meltdown.
It's really hot in here.
It really is.
Oh, Jesus.
So what do you think, Dan?
Goodness.
I mean, I think that I would, definitely like to go out as friends again and take her. I am a hockey fan. Take her to a hockey game. I mean, it doesn't have to be anything more than us just hanging out.
You might want to leave hockey out of the second date.
Yeah, I know. Hey, I know that may have been my doom on the first one, but hey, that's who I am, and I'm not going to change. You know what I mean?
Well, let's hope that just like the hockey players, that Nikki showers between periods.
You are disgusting.
Thank you.
You have to learn to pace yourself.
All right.
Pressure.
So you guys going to go out again?
We'll see what happens.
Dan, thank you very much for joining us, sir. We appreciate you. You're a heck of a guy, and I hope you find happiness with someone, if not Nikki.
Thanks, guys. I really appreciate it. It's been a blast hanging out with you guys for
a bit. Don't stop listening to our show just because Nikki hates you, okay?
I don't hate
him. I definitely won't. You guys keep me laughing every day. I'm never going to stop listening.
Thank you, Dan. Appreciate
it. I don't hate you.
Derek on Twitter said, "Oh man, I'll go out on a date with Nikki. Sign me up." Poo Poo Crisp said, "She doesn't deserve Dan."
Poo Crisp.
Pants Party said, "Give Dan another chance. Hashtag Team Dan. Hashtag Dan's the man."
Dan is the man. Tan Dan.
Yep.
You guys love Dan now.
I mean, I like him a lot more than before you went out with him. He's a good dude.
Oh, man.
All right.
But if you do go out with Dan and you guys continue to get to know one another, know that hockey is going to be in the mix.
Always. It will always be more important than you. Always. First the hockey, then the Nikki.
I don't know if I'm okay with that.
Right. You got some messages coming through your phone.
I bet he just texted. You want to see if he texted?
No, I don't want to look at your phone.
Yeah, we want to see.
No, look at her phone. What do you mean?
Yeah, look at the phone.
Oh, eggplant. Danny McBizzle texted you, no, so I think she doesn't want you to go out with him.
What?
Yeah, she told me that before the show.
Well, she didn't even hear Dan. Oh, well, she did hear. I guess she did hear Dan's side of the
Yeah.
Wow.
People are saying no.
What did she hear? I'm curious as what she heard that we didn't hear.
Yeah. I like the guy.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
I thought he was a real nice guy.
I guess also got a really cute picture of Seth's dog of the week.
Yeah, I saw that. It was from Seth.
Yeah.
Hello, here we go again. This is the Drew Garabo Live Hidden Track of the Day. Don't tell any of your stupid friends. Shh.
All right, we have a relation therapist on the line with us, and we're going to see what they have to say about Nikki and Dan.
I think Nikki's overhearing feedback about her date.
No, he's fine. I can listen to a therapist. He's a professional, not just the peanut gallery.
Ooh.
Hey, don't discount that gallery.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Who are you referring to as a peanut gallery, Nikki?
You know, maybe one of our coworkers that should mind his own damn business.
Just read the tweet, Garabo.
From a guy who works in our building.
I went to go see if he was still here, and he's not.
That's unfortunate. Although, probably fortunate, because it would have been real bad. I think he might have deleted the tweet.
Really?
Yeah.
What did it say?
It had to be good.
Hold on one sec. Let me see if he deleted it. All right.
Oh, no. Wow. Nikki
Man.
You got it?
No.
Wow, Nikki off air is like a 13-year-old girl. I agree with Mike Calta on his pick. Drew Garabo's son has more dating skills.
He deleted it.
Well, it's still on my phone. Maybe he deleted it for a reason because he knew he should keep his mouth shut.
Yes. Well, he did. He did delete the tweet.
Don't tweet if you're gonna delete.
Well,
I didn't mean to rhyme.
Maybe
you don't make a tweet and then delete it.
Maybe he
like stick to it.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're gonna be ballsy like that, just stay that way.
There you go. I like this Nikki here.
Jason, what's up? You're a relation therapist.
I am, Drew. What's up, guys? What's up, SBK?
What's up?
Hey, listen. First of all, people put off a vibe, whether they say a word or they don't. So if two people were sitting there and never said a word, they actually communicate, and it's not complicated. Here's the thing. First of all, Nikki, please understand that this guy is genuinely interested in you. Here's the problem. The vibe that you put out is that you hate yourself so much that nobody can outrun that. Nobody can overcome it.
Whoa.
And there's no reason. It's common. It's actually very common. And so the only vibe he's getting from you is that you hate yourself. So why would he like you? Because you hate you. The thing about it is I've listened to you guys for a while, is regardless of what you may or may not look like, you actually sound like a really neat lady. And so you need to give people a chance to also like you. And that's the whole issue that's going on there. Is this guy's really trying to like you, and he's trying to show you in this sort of caveman-like, because guys are cavemen, in this caveman-like way that he's interested in you. But there is no outrunning this I hate Nikki thing you got coming out of every pore. It's not uncommon, right? But it can really sabotage the most simple relationships with coworkers, romantic relationships. If you can, like I said, it'll take two or three times of you guys being together for you to figure out that he doesn't hate you as much as you hate you, and then all of a sudden you'll give him a chance. But he could be Brad Pitt, and you're just and there's no, it doesn't matter. You hate Nikki so much,
she's crying,
that you won't let anybody else like you.
By the way, she's crying, just so everybody knows. She's crying.
Thank you for your advice.
See what you did, Jason? You're the worst relationship therapist in the world. You just made your patient cry.
No, because the thing about it is it's actually very overcomable. It really is.
Yeah, but you might want to get your payment first before you get
no, 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 no. This is a freebie. This is a freebie because, look, most people suck, okay? But in this case, Nikki's genuinely a good girl. She really is. She just has horrible self-esteem, which isn't uncommon, right? And she won't let anybody like her. And if she would actually let people like her, she would have more friends than all of us put together, because she has more likable characteristics than any of us. But it's just all these people are like atoms. They come towards her, bounce off of her because they can't get over the I hate Nikki thing. And let me tell you, I have known really good and really bad people, and I can tell just from listening to you guys, Nikki, that you're actually a really neat lady.
I don't know if this guy's good or bad.
I can't tell. She wasn't crying before he was on the phone.
Well,
so.
But the crime may not be necessarily because she doesn't like what he's saying.
Nikki?
I mean, you sound like my therapist.
Well, I guess, is that a good thing? Do you want to go out with Jason? We'll pay for it. Jason, thank you very much for your expertise and for reducing Nikki to tears. I'm sure you have a great bedside manner.
I didn't mean to make her cry.
You're 100% true. It's fine. I get it. That's probably why I'm crying.
Do you hate yourself?
I don't think I hate myself, but probably deep down, I don't like a lot of things about me. It's fine.
Here's that meltdown.
No, it's not. I'm 100% okay being vulnerable on air. It's good. My part of my job. I'm crying because the therapist told me that I hate myself.
Oh, well, we love you.
Thank you.
But you've been able to find love, even though people say that you hate yourself.
Yeah. I've been in a relationship, and I've dated guys. I'm sorry I put the show out.
No, I want to let the real emotion unfold.
No, you don't.
I'm just trying to choose my words very carefully because I want to treat you with kid gloves, but I also...
Don't treat me with kid gloves. I'm already crying over here.
I know, but I don't want to exacerbate things.
I don't care.
Is it kid or kit?
I don't know.
Kid. I never knew that.
Yeah, kid, like K-I-D?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh. What'd you think it was? Kim and Jung gloves?
I was really confused when he said kit.
What are kid gloves?
You know, you treat them with kid gloves.
I'm a baby.
Yeah, like look at my small hands. Kid, yeah. I got kid gloves. Ooh, I'm going to treat you real delicate.
Like I'm a porcelain doll ready to break.
Then why don't we just say we'll treat you like a kid?
That's just another way to say it.
Yeah, no glove, no love, bro.
Okay, sorry.
Let's not get caught up in this mumbo jumbo, okay? You should love yourself.
Okay.
We love you. Dan seemed to like you, but maybe you feared him liking you because you don't like you enough to let Dan like you. That's what I got from that phone call.
And learning to love yourself is the greatest love of all.
And listen, not all therapists are right. The guy made a good point. I've seen a lot of them. They don't always know exactly what's going on. Maybe Nikki just didn't feel a connection with Dan. Maybe
True.
It's not that Nikki hates herself.
Could be that. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like if he had been the right guy and not selfishly watched hockey during your date, that there might have been a better time?
Maybe. I guess I don't really know.
Okay. Well, we're back to the drawing board, if you will. Hold on. Let's find out what these people are calling. Probably to jump on you. Hello. It is Drew Garabo Live. How may we help you?
Hey, it's Dan again. I wanted to chime in on what that therapist said.
Chime away.
Oh, Jesus. Wow. Don't kick her while she's down, Dan.
No, I'm not going to. I heavily agree with him. And it's not that Nikki's a bad person. It's just she does give off that vibe that no matter what is happening around her, she either feels like she doesn't deserve it or that it's not real or something. I did definitely get that vibe from her. Which is why I kept trying to engage in questions and keep asking her about herself because I wanted her to talk about where she's come from and came up through the rankings and radio and all that because, that's all success stories. That's all good stuff. Mm. But there was definitely an air of maybe she didn't think she should be there or she didn't deserve to be there, and I definitely picked up on it. And, my buddy from Pittsburgh is in my apartment right now, and him and I are listening to the radio, and as this guy is talking, I'm like, man, this guy's dead on, because Nikki is a really good chick. I mean, she's a cool girl.
She's a nice lady.
What's that?
She's a nice lady, as the guy said on the phone before.
Yeah, but I mean, and she just kind of has to, let that, whatever she's got going on, I know it's hard to do, but she just got to let it go and just understand that she's a good person, and she's very interesting, and in a world where literally nobody's interesting anymore, she's one of the ones that is.
In a world where no one is interesting, there's someone who is. Nikki coming this summer. Nikki, is what he's saying ringing in your ears?
I'm interesting. That's what I'm getting from this.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's a good thing.
Then I put out a vibe.
Oh, geez. I was just trying to...
I know. I understand you were trying to help. I understand that. And so, I appreciate it.
So would you like for there to be a second date?
Jeez. I don't think we have to revisit that right now.
All right. Well, thanks for calling back in. Clearly you want some of that. Hello, it is Drew Garabo Live. Who's this?
This is Kim.
Hi, Kim. What's up?
I just wanted to talk to Nikki about the sport and tell her she just has to love a man who loves sports, but it's all good.
No, that's all good.
Tremendously evolved commentary. Gosh, I don't know where you've been all her life. How has she ever managed to function these 20-some-odd years without you? What if the woman is not interested in sports? Isn't she allowed to not be interested in sports and demand that the man focus some attention on her?
She is allowed to feel that at times, but I married someone who's a sportaholic, and this man would walk to the ends of the earth for me. And you,
long walk, cool.
Because you equate sports to a man who will be there for you forever. Like, they're not the same thing. I'm not trying to be rude. Like, you can like sports, and the guy can like doing crafts and would still do the same thing. They don't match up always.
But I would rather have him sitting home watching football than out at a bar.
Watching football.
Or watching basketball.
Okay. We know the sports. Thank you. All right. Good day. I don't know what you're saying.
I think clearly, though, even though he may have been a little sidetracked by the hockey, he paid plenty of attention to her because he was perceptive as to the vibe she was giving off.
True.
And he sounded like he was into it.
I got a tweet from Eric that said, is this what you planned for the show today? Either way, thank you. Great show. Hashtag Kit Gloves.
You're welcome.
Kit Gloves.
No, you can't plan for this kind of real emotion at all.
You really can't. We didn't say, hey, we're going to do this and Nikki's going to cry. Look at all these people calling right now.
Oh,
hi, Drew Garabo Live. What can we do for you today?
Marry a sportsaholic.
No, this is, I just want to talk to Nikki about a different scenario about her. Just even hearing, I just got into the car, but keep in mind, she cannot truly make another person happy until you understand what makes you happy, which is why these other guys, they may get this vibe what they're talking about.
Oh, all right. Thank you. You can't make anyone else happy until you make yourself happy. That makes sense.